Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Thanks, Paul. It's so true. When you make God your home, he moves in totally, and he takes over. He takes over, and there's no more room for deception. Amen. Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you that you have brought us to that place of surrender. And in surrendering, we find our life. He finds his life, loses us. He loses his life for your name's sake, finds it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done this day. Your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Our readings is Psalm 137, and it's verses 1 to 3. Along the banks of Babylon's rivers, we sat as exiles, mourning our captivity, and wept with great love for Zion. Our music and mirth were no longer heard, only sadness. We hung up our harps on the willow trees. Our captors tormented us, saying, make music for us and sing one of your happy Zion songs. Yeah, hallelujah. So we can see, you know, their hearts are not where it's meant to be. That's the old covenant. If the old covenant was perfect, the new covenant wouldn't have to come through Jesus coming and giving his life for us. So this is a psalm that's well known. We know that song of Abba. They sing about this. But it's the psalmist really bringing out the need of salvation, bringing out the plight that mankind and Israel was going through. And we see here, you know, their home is in a place and their home is in a temple and something, yeah, that is there to bring about the presence of God, bring about the reality of God. But it's not, their home is not in God. In him we live and move and have our beings. And so you can see here there, hearts are not where it is supposed to be. And then the Lord actually says, yeah, in Psalm 29, verse 11, you know, we all know that scripture. You know, if the Lord says, I've got plans for you to build you up and to prosper you. But then he says what is necessary. If you would come to me, if you would call on me and worship me with all your heart, you know, and that's the new covenant. That's what God has done. So the scripture is just pointing out very much that they're still carnal and they're in the flesh. You see, they're depressed, there's a pity party taking place. And when the captors even say to them, come and make music, they see everything as tormenting. Where actually, if they, what's the word say, put on the garment of praise and to get rid of the heaviness, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So if they listened to this and not been in such a pity party, they could have started being inspired again, you know, and start having focus. So yeah, there's a lot to learn here. And remember, we reading this, they didn't know all that is now available. Amen. So but we can read this now with the understanding Jesus has come, the price has been paid, we are raised and seated with him, in him we live and move. And we worship in spirit and in truth from our hearts. So we've got much more understanding. And so we learn from this now. Amen. We keep our focus on the Lord. And then the beautiful thing he tells them there, you know, there, make yourself at home, build your house, plant your gardens, eat from your gardens, marry. And so God's heart is for mankind, and this is what Israel was made to be, but they were just in a little exclusive, just us, me and my house and my people, you know. And God wanted them, as he wants us, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And so they weren't pleasing to him, and so they were brought into captivity because they weren't pleasing unto the Lord. And so his heart comes out here, and that be missionaries, stir up, be lights here in the darkness. And then we see what Daniel and his friends, they done this. They were lights in the darkness. Amen. They kept their integrity. They kept their identification with this beautiful God. And as children of God, they shun. And then even the king of Babylon got born again. And he gives his testimony in Daniel 4. I'll share a bit about that. I'll leave that there this morning for us to look at as well. So yes, we got to learn. We can learn much out of this psalm. Amen. And be inspired. So be inspired today again. Keep your focus. Worship in spirit and truth. Worship in from the heart. And as you get your daily bread this morning, keep taking hold of it. I'm thinking of Isaiah 50, living by faith, letting the Lord light the fire. And then you go out with joy. You were weary, but now you're encouraged. And then you can help encourage other people. And then when the problems come, you just keep your faith like flint. You keep that which God has given to you. And you apply it. You become a doer of the word, whatever takes place. And you will not be ashamed. God will always come through for you. So faith comes. Faith gets tested. But then faith gets realized. That's the life we call the life. Faith pleases God. Amen. And faith is in a living God. Hallelujah. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.